feeling in touch with your religious side?
Wanting to rid yourself of sin?
It's your lucky day because God is a trans woman, Sasha Sidek.
And Jesus is non-binary. Jacob Gamble.
Join us on Queering the Air every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Queer and trans, arts, politics, pop culture, and everything in between.
Only on 3CR Community Radio.
Come worship at the altar of your queerness desires.
It lingers when we're done. You believe God is a woman.
Happy Pride! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Queering the Air with Jesus and God.
Otherwise known as Sasha Sidek.
And Jacob Gamble.
Welcome. We're coming to you live from gorgeous sunny corner on Smith and Mason Street.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling today, Sasha?
I'm actually quite excited. I was nervous earlier because I saw everybody is producing really great show here. So like, oh no, how am I going to top that up?
There has been some quality,
right?
Quality community radio.
We got Queen Kong earlier.
Corner.
We got Kiki Temple. How are we gonna top that out?
Well,
we will.
Because it's us, Queen the Air.
Hello. So before we start, we would like to acknowledge that this event and all the work that we undertake as a crew happens on a stolen land. We wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. And we also would like to extend our respect to our trans elders, past and present.
Period.
Yes. So, Pride. It's Pride.
Let's talk
about this. Like, okay. What Pride means to you?
What Pride? I feel like you will have a great answer to this question. What does Pride mean to you?
Okay,
babe?
Like Pride is about creating safe space for queer people. You know, coming from Singapore, we don't really have a Pride festival. Mm. I think being in Singapore, being trans, you need to always be passable. You need to be cis female. I'm tired. I want to be queer. I want to be out and proud, trans and proud, girl. Woo! So, yeah. So I guess Pride means that I can be unapologetic me.
I love that.
Period.
And I think you're embodying all of that today.
Thank you. And so are you.
For those listening in from home, Sasha has come dressed like a queen. We've got a little fluffy green heart on the chest on top of a grey 3CR shirt and a sequined green skirt.
Yes, mini skirt. And look at you, all rainbows and denims. And yes, bitch. Let's talk about it. Okay, what Pride means to you?
Pride to me is just living authentically as yourself in a way that's non-commercialized, non-capitalist. In a way that's just genuine, and you can go home from dawn to dusk, take it with you everywhere you go, put it in a handbag, and just live your best life. So that's what it's all about.
I love that, you know, getting to know you. I just joined Queering the Air only late last year, and getting to know you, girl, we're besties.
Yeah.
Yes, we're married. We are literally married.
She is my wife.
Yes.
A wife from another life.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed being here, being in Queering the Air. I know Jacob has been on Queering the Air for a while, and I'm just honored to be on this show. I mean, I've never been so proud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're really honored to have you.
Thank you.
Shall we talk about what's coming up in
the
next hour?
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about our guests.
Yeah, we've got a gorgeous lineup of guests from a wide variety of different backgrounds and experiences. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be speaking with Aslan, who is the founder of Bridge Meals, which is an organization that provides a lot of support.
Yeah, safe space support, networking for the asylum seekers, migrants, and also the refugees here in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been to a couple of their events. Oh, my God, it's amazing. Like, how these people, like, being themselves. You know, I know there's a lot of stigma when they back in their country, you know, they can't, just like I said, I can't be out and proud in my own country, so as them. So they were like, the last time it was amazing with all these costumes was all there, high heels was there, and then I see one by one just come up there and wearing heels and just feeling myself.
Yes. So excited to unpack all of that with Aslan.
Yeah, and then we have a few other guests as well. We'll be introducing you later on. What would you be taking out of this Pride today?
Oof, that's a big question. I think we'll be taking out a lot of gratitude for this space and this city and the community here. It's so vibrant and so diverse, and I learn something new every time I hang out with a group of queer people. And we'll also be taking out a lot of back sweat as well, because the sun has unexpectedly made its arrival. And I think I'll also be taking out, you know, a renewed friendship with you.
Yes! I mean, I don't know what I'm going to expect today, but you know what? I'm just going to enjoy myself like I always do anyway. So yeah. Life, you know, you live only once. You need to enjoy your life. I mean, with me living here, I've mastered the art of not giving a fuck anymore. You know, I don't care about what people say. Like, you can't do this, you can't do that. No, bitch, I'm doing it. Like, it's make me what makes me happy, right? That's
yes.
it. Yes, so Jacob, I think you have a guest, maybe a surprise guest today coming?
Potentially.
I think
they're approaching right now.
Oh, she's here.
She's here.
She's slaying
and she looks
in
gorgeous.
That lavender dress.
Yes.
Okay, you want to introduce?
Yeah. Come on over, baby.
Yeah,
so
we'll get her on right after music,
of
but
this show.
Let's talk about who she is.
Yeah, we'll do a little intro and then some music.
Yeah.
Regular listeners of the show will know, at the moment, it's a team of two.
Yeah.
It's a husband and wife.
Husband and wife.
Sasha and Jacob.
And we need the third.
And we need a third. we're looking for a third.
we need the third.
And thank God we found one.
Yeah.
And we're going to be introducing you to them today.
Yes.
On Midsummer Pride.
Yeah.
So
and yeah. So we're just settling her down here. While we settle her down, we're going to play a song by the Tranny with the Grammy. And you know that who that is? The Tranny with the Grammy?
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Kim Petras, yes. And Sam Smith.
And welcome back to Queering the Air, only on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM. You're joined by two biblical icons.
Yes, God.
Otherwise known as Sasha Sidek.
Yes. And Jesus.
And Jacob Gamble, yeah. Otherwise known as Jesus. And we've just brought on a third. So to preface this section, the theme for today's show is Let It Out.
Let it out, yeah. Bitch.
So all of our guests coming on are going to have an opportunity just to say whatever the hell they want to say.
Yes.
Because that's a massive part of pride, isn't it? Just being yourself and letting it out. Letting it out.
Let it out. If you have anything you want to let it out, let it out.
Let it out, bitch.
Let it out.
And with that being said,
take off that bra and let
it
out.
I'd love to introduce you to our newest co-host.
Hello.
Adoreya, welcome.
Hi. Also known as Heaven.
Yeah. She's the third character.
Yes, correct. I'm the one housing these two beauties.
So tell us a little bit about you, and also let it out. If you want to let it out, let it out.
Sure. So my name's Adoreya. I'm an athlete of the arts. creative, constantly inspired by queer love and liberation. Do I want to let it out? What do I want to let out? Well, first I want to let out a big...
Yes!
Just let that out. And secondly, I'd like to let out that we're all just beautiful creatures built from stunning translucent energy, and we should all consider that when we are walking these streets with everyone. We should also consider the space that we are holding for each other and the space we are creating together. And a reminder that as an ally, we love you, but don't take up the space. Just generously allow us to walk beside with you.
I totally agree. Period.
Silent applause for that one. Damn, that tongue.
Yeah.
That was something else.
Do you want it again? Do you want it again?
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks so much
for having me.
Because
we want to introduce how fabulous you are. Yeah, even like you get the award yesterday, a champagne by Auntie. Yeah, that was amazing. You deserve everything.
Crowned by Auntie.
Yeah, I was.
And now, what an event into the house.
Well. Yeah.
Of 3CR. Yeah.
All right, I hope we'll see you later and let's party.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're going to drop it low.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, next up is Aslan from The Bridge Meals, a lead organizer for Bridge Meals and Queer Muslim man, refugee, former asylum seeker, and advocate for racial justice, human rights, particularly LGBTQIA+, refugee rights, and LGBTQIA+, mental health. Welcome Aslan from Bridge Meals.
Hello.
How are you today?
Pretty good, but a little bit nervous. Never done something like this before.
Okay,
so
let it out. Let it out.
How? Tell me.
Let it out.
Straight
let
in the deep end.
Say anything.
Let it out. What do you have to say?
Thanks for putting me on the spot. How about that?
Let it out. Why you want to let it out? Yeah.
Okay.
I can do it too.
I can't do that. How do you guys do that?
I need to work on my tongue. I can't do that.
You need your tongue to warm up.
Listen, Aslan's just warming up.
Yeah.
So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about this amazing organization you have called Bridge Meals?
So we're continuing a work that one of our advocate in the gay community, Babak Saeed, which was basically setting up a free dinner, social dinner for LGBT refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants. And Babak has since left, but we've the two refugees that...
So you took over?
Yeah, we took over. Yes. So the two refugees, queers, took over. And we've been continuing the work, and we've been focusing more on refugees and asylum seekers, you know, because we're trying to apply intentional intersectionality, focusing on the most vulnerable and marginalized people in the group. And we've been doing that since 2019, free dinners, free events, focusing on refugee issues and LGBT issues. And we've also expanded into Queer Refuge, which is especially for LGBT refugees and asylum seekers, providing mental health space for this group. Yeah.
So shout out to Babuk. Anyway, he's a friend. I've been to a few of his events. Amazing, amazing person. Living the best life in USA right
in Miami.
Miami, baby.
Miami. Yeah.
I know. So how would you define pride?
Well, as far as I know, pride, I mean, today's event is about like the 40 years as the decriminalization of sex between men in Victoria. So I'm actually from a country where it's still illegal to be homosexual. So for me, that's a lot of, you know, it's really important for us to think about those who are still in those countries. So for me, pride is having that freedom to be who you want to be. I mean, like when I came here, there was still a lot of things I need to learn about being who I am, about what queer is. So I think for me, pride and queer is about defining who you are and figuring out what you want to be. So that's been amazing for me.
That's what it's all about, I think. And there's been a lot of discussion as well around intersectionality and making pride a safe space for everyone. How do you think pride can be more inclusive for refugees and people who come from those asylum seeker backgrounds?
Well, again, you're putting me on the spot. Like, I haven't think about this. If you're actually practicing intersectionality and trauma-informed practice, you're opening up the space to be culturally sensitive, culturally aware of all the different issues that these people face and a lot of trauma they face as well. So, I would say in your practice, in your culture, in your behavior, you are opening up to these people and you're letting go of all the other issues, the stereotypes that you may have of this group, and also focus on racial justice as well. Because we still have a lot of those issues in our communities.
We always say that the two movements are very much tied up. I think the movement for racial justice and queer rights.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
And for me, I mean, that's what Bridge Meals and Queer Refuge is about, since there is little space for the people with the intersections of being refugee and queer. That's what we create that safe space for with True Bridge Meals and Queer Refuge.
That was amazing, the last event that I went. Oh my God. I mean, I was inspired. I was so proud of you, by the way. What you did for the community, that was amazing. And delicious food, oh my God. Yeah.
And I'm also particularly proud of the event that we did last year during Refugee Week, because I think we were the only LGBT refugee group to organize an event within Refugee Week.
Okay.
So normally, LGBT refugees are hidden within the refugee community. So that was a good example of us bringing out LGBT refugees.
So when is the next one?
it's all still planning, because it's still like in June, so hopefully. Well, obviously, if you want to be open up to refugees, support us and promote us.
I'm already there, I already signed up.
Are we finishing out soon?
Keep talking.
I just want to add one more thing. I mean, like I said, coming here, for me, you know, relearning, redefining who I am and having that freedom, I also wish that, you know, we still have a long way to go. And within the gay community, I think we still have to, people need to have the freedom to be who themselves.
Yes.
Without dealing with sexual racism, dealing with internalized homophobia and transphobia. And particularly with refugees and people who are still detained, we should give them the freedom to be who they are and release the people from offshore detention as well,
Period.
So, let's
set them free. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
We're getting photographs right now.
How do you guys not get distracted? Especially if a hottie comes along.
This is a novelty for us, having an audience.
All right, Aislinn, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I believe you have a music song request. What is the song? Can you tell us what's the song title and who's going to be singing?
Well, being gay, obviously I have a favorite diva. Mm-hmm. And my favorite diva is Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay, and I request New Agenda.
Okay, thank you so much, Aislinn.
Thank you so much.
Been coming up Spain, and it's time for us to step it up and respect that level of sisterhood that's been holding up our neighborhood. And if it wasn't for our mothers, there would be no brothers. If it wasn't for our sisters, there would be no misters. So it ain't nothing but a us thing. She's strong and that's a fact. Now it's time for us to take up the slack. Step it up, time to go to work.
Somebody, yes. You've got my thing. Check it out. Come on with it now. Check it out, come on. Time to step it up, step it up. Better check yourself. I get vexed to protect what we got left all alone. Looking for your own, here it is. I know what they're saying, but the plan ain't playing at the rain. Gotta step it up, up to the scuff so much. It ain't nothing but a us thing. Rewind, back to the time. Critical of a mother, have a cold and crime, brother. What in the world, the world's so where is the black man support of the women and children? Time to step it up, step it up. It's playoff time and the rhyme goes. Check, so check yourself. Step it up, step it up. Here we go.
And welcome back. You're on 3CR, Queering the Air, joined by Jacob and Sasha. We've just been having chats with some amazing members of our queer and trans communities here in Melbourne. And we've got another icon of the LGBT plus joining us now for the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. We're joined by Dana Heenan, also known by her stage name, Marnie Monroe. And she has traveled quite the way to get here. Dana, welcome to Queering the Air.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Hi.
So, this is tradition today. Let it out. What do you want to let out?
What do you want to let out? What do you have holding inside?
What do I want to let out? Okay, so all the guys out there that are into us T-girls, just stand proud. Who cares what anyone else thinks? Just like, if you're interested in a girl like us, just stick behind her. Who cares what your so-called friends say?
Yeah. Be unapologetic you.
And unashamed.
That's correct.
Period.
So what was it like getting here today for you? Because you live in Shepparton, right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. We took the train, the bus and the train, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
And what time do you have to get up?
Oh, I had to get up at 5 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. That's a prize.
She's going
that
strong.
That commitment for the prize.
Yeah,
festival.
5 o'clock, baby.
You have to be all high glammed up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so tell us a bit about in Shepparton. Do they have any events like this, Pride, LGBT plus things?
They actually have a coming out festival in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but last night I didn't go to it, but it was their first ever Pride ball.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Yeah.
That would be like at your element, like the ball.
I know.
And how come you didn't
the
go?
The ball, girl. Yeah. I know, the ball.
Yes.
I know. I just didn't go, no.
Okay.
No. Oh. I try to blend into society when I'm in the country, you know, one of those sunscreen girls.
I don't want to stand out too much. That's why you're in all yellow today.
You were the beauty queen of 2017 Miss Trans Australia.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
And I still remember that moment because I think you're the plus size that actually entered that competition.
And the only one that's ever worn a one-piece swimsuit.
Yes. Yes.
Breaking boundaries.
I was shouting. I was cheering for you, sis. And I almost lost my voice. Actually, I indeed lost my voice that day.
And winning at the age of 37.
Yes. Girl, you still got it.
Yes.
Hello. I think all the sisters like the trans sisters. I think we like... We don't age, right?
That's correct. It's because we've got good doctors, you know.
We've got good doctors.
The Botox and the fillers, darling.
Yeah, like, I've met you ages ago. And, oh, look! Dana's mom is here. Hello,
hello,
mom. Okay, we'll let her set her up.
We'll settle her in.
Yeah.
But Dana, you're a beauty queen at heart. Tell us, how do you become so beautiful, both inside and out?
Outside, really, we know.
I've just always had a bubbly personality, and if I didn't do what the person that I've become, I would have not been here anymore.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think with our generation and also older generations, I think we don't really take ourselves too seriously. If something really bad happens to us, like today, we slip on it and then the next day is a new day, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's how we live till today. Yeah. And we still look the same in 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I look better now at 42 than I did when I was 21.
Right. Let's introduce your mom. Hello, mom.
Hello, mom.
How are you? Good, thanks. Very good.
Thank you for making the Pride Festival for the second year.
Yeah, all the way from Shepparton.
I saw that pictures that you took two hot boys in Budgie Smugglers. Hello.
Yes, I know. That was.
Did you like
that? Was last year's.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yep.
So you're gonna have more Budgie Smugglers models this year?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, we'll find some for you.
We'll be on the lookout.
Fix that, please.
Yes. So, Mom, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, so how do you be a supportive parent with Dana as a trans person?
Because you have to.
Mm-hmm.
My husband wasn't.
Okay.
I was.
Yeah.
I was mother and father to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I've seen you around. You've been to a lot of, queer festivals.
I used to go to a lot of the stage shows she used to be in, too, as well. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean by stage show? What show girl? I don't know this.
Yeah, I travelled all around Australia.
Oh, the Lay Girls?
What was it? Davis Down Under?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, so your mom was performing too, or no?
No. No, I went to the shows. I went to every show she was in.
Oh, yes. So she didn't even invite you on the stage?
No.
Oh, damn.
I was a second row front at the Crown Casino.
And Jacob, do you have any questions for Dana's and her mom? I mean, I love this. Mother and daughter chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of miss my mom right now because I have this relationship with her.
Yeah.
It wasn't great at first, but we've become really best friends. So, but yeah.
I want to know, what's the best part about having such a close relationship with each other?
Yelling at each other.
Sometimes it's very hard when you live with each other too. Yeah. Sometimes she'll go out and say, "Not looking like, dressed like that, you look like a SLUT."
Nah. No, all my friends accepted her for what she was. Yes.
Yeah.
And it costs a lot of money to look like this.
Young girl, we know. We know. The first time when I met Dana, the first thing was the lips and the boobs. I was like, I want that lips and boobs. So apparently I had a couple of surgeries just to have that size. Her size inspired mine.
We call them made in Thailand.
Yes, I did. The second one was in Thailand.
Yes, Thailand.
Thailand made.
Yes.
Sawadee ka.
Hang on, I might have to take it downstairs and say that too.
Okay, so Mum, what you want to do today? I mean, what's the plan?
I just come down for this today.
Mm-hmm. You mean being with us?
Yes, to be with you. I just come down specially for you today. I wouldn't have come otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That's all right.
That's
a problem.
That's very sweet. Yeah. Look, we got one last question for you. The theme of today's show is Let It Out. So we're giving every guest a chance to just say something that's been on their chest or something they just want to let out. So what do you want to let out, Mama?
Well, as I said, people have got to accept these young ones who are coming in to this gay pride thing and to change their gender. That's what I reckon it should be. It should be legal and no costing to any young kid.
Mm.
Yeah, shouldn't be costing. I know what it cost us for her.
And Dana?
Put it on the Medicare.
Like I said about the so-called guys that are into us trans women.
You mean the traits?
no, like seriously, I think I had more men interested in me when I was pre-op than when I am now post, because I just blend into society as being a post-op trans woman now.
I feel you. Yeah. I feel you. Yes. Yeah. I mean, all these men sometimes can be a bit hypocrites because they love trans women, but they don't want to be our allies.
Yeah.
Be there, be proud of who you are, be proud of what you like.
Yeah, and be proud of like what's on your arm.
Yes, period. Well, thank you so much, Mama and Dana.
Thanks, love.
Yes, that's let's party later, yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, Mama already got reward ice cream, yay! All right, we will be back with another amazing person. Her name is Ingrid McClary. Yeah, Ingrid McClary. So, this is Gorgeous by Ash and Nayla.
Be better off without ya. There's too many people around ya, and all these vultures that's around ya, they don't know a thing about ya. You're so gorgeous, 'cause you make me feel gorgeous. Ooh, so gorgeous, 'cause you make me feel gorgeous.
Welcome back to Queering the Air with Sasha Sidek and Jacob Gamble. Happy Pride!
Happy Pride, everyone!
Happy Pride, everyone!
Only on 3CR.
Only on 3CR.
Community Radio.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know as well, because I'm seeing a lot of people walking around being like, who are these people?
Those who know who we are.
We're actually located in that building, just on the corner of Little Victoria Street and Smith Street. There's a range of different shows, over 400 volunteers, different community language shows.
Yes.
There's shows for everyone and everything. So tune in, 8:55 a.m. if you have a radio, or 3cr.org.au/streaming.
That's it.
Yeah. And you're on Queering the Air.
Queering the Air. We're on every Sunday at 3 p.m. on 8:55 a.m.
Yes. And we've had a fabulous lineup of guests.
Yes, we have Ingrid here, the organizer of Fake Die. Welcome, Ingrid.
Welcome, Ingrid.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So, our first question for you, which is sort of what we've been doing for everyone here, the theme of today's show is Let it out. So, do you have anything you want to let out?
Oh, too much. I keep it all bottled in a little too often. So
this is your moment, baby. Yeah. This is your moment. Let it out.
Oh, what do I want to let out?
You can shout, let it all out. Okay, go.
I'm about ready to take my top off and dance down the street.
Yes!
Yeah, that's the party I'm ready for.
No, we got a fan there already.
We'll be keeping an eye later for that one. So tell us a bit about yourself. So you're an artist, a workshop tech, an event producer, an organizer. Like, you do so much.
Yeah, a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So artist, I guess, throughout kind of the background of everything I do. I don't know.
What's your medium with your art?
Medium. Formerly trained in ceramics, and I still work in ceramics. And manage the labs at RMIT School of Art. So it's good fun. Used to do a lot of event behind the scenes production with more of a gallery context, but now just starting to get into hosting community events, which I'm loving.
Gorgeous. And so are these community events Fag Dyke?
This is Fag Dyke.
It's a very successful event because I was there the last one.
Yeah,
the previous
thanks for
one.
Coming.
It was like 70 trans and non-binary people were there.
It was a big one. I think it was the biggest turnout we've had, and it surprised me because I was having a slow week admin-wise and let the promo slide a bit, but turned out to be a really fun one.
You did well. Getting 70 of this community in one room. We are so disorganized. Like, I don't know how you pulled that off.
I know. I was on the way there, and then we were in the car, like, oh my God, look at all those trans over there. It was, like, big. A group of trans people there. That was amazing.
It's a really beautiful sight to see.
And thank you for inviting me, though.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's welcome. to see that many people gathering and enjoying the space, and we're hosted graciously by The Curtain every month, and to have their outdoor space as well is so nice to be visible on the street.
The next one will be on the 1st of March?
1st of March,
what
yeah.
What time and where?
7 p.m. at the John Curtin Hotel on Lygon Street, opposite Trades Hall. Wednesday, 1st of March, first Wednesday of every month, we aim to do it, yeah.
Oh, I would love to go because unfortunately I'll be in Sydney for the Human Rights Conference, World Pride, so...
She's booked and busy this time.
Yes, but you know. But you are actually going to my country, Singapore, soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Right? Yep. So you're going out for a holiday, a long holiday, right?
Yeah, about 5 months or so.
Yeah.
It's a bit unplanned at the moment. But
unplanned.
Starting
okay, but Singapore is the first destination?
Singapore to start.
Yes, I already hooked her up with one of my besties, Fifi, in Singapore. She's just a trans woman in Singapore. And she is the person to be with. Like, if you meet me here, you're going to meet the same me there.
Yeah, thanks for the hookup. I'm very keen to party with Fifi.
And is there any pride in Southeast Asia that you are thinking of going while you abroad?
I think a fair few of them are later in the year, but I know Tokyo Pride is, I think, April 22nd this year, so hoping to try and line up and be there for that one.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, take a lot of pictures and photos and videos because I actually never heard of Tokyo Pride before.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah.
That sounds fine.
Yeah, sounds fine.
But outside this amazing travel, you are an events organizer. So we ourselves have some questions for you on that. What are some key ingredients to organizing a successful event?
I think there's many approaches you can take. I try to be as hands-off as possible, really allow the community to define what it is in each event and follow kind of their lead rather than, you know, have too much of a direction in place.
Yeah.
With the Fagdyke events, we keep it pretty approachable, low capacity, come by, stay for as little as long as you like. Sometimes myself, I'm there for about half an hour and then I need a bit of a breather and a bit of a step back.
Uh-huh.
And, other times, you know, it's 5 or 6 hours of partying.
I love. She's non-hierarchical.
How long have you had Fagdyke event for?
We've been running this event at the Curtain for about 4 years. It was, I believe, August 2018 we started. And then it was December last year we did a rebrand and gave it a label of its own. It didn't really have a name before, so...
I love that you embrace the word fag and die. You know, I mean, it's controversial, but I love. I mean, I speak to my co-host here, Jacob, a lot about the words that is, you know, insensitive now, but we kind of embrace it. I'm embracing it. A lot of the other words that, let's say, they don't want us to use anymore. But, bitch, that was in the dictionary.
Yeah, it's such a loves the controversy. But tell us a bit more about, you know, if there's perhaps straight people or cis people organizing an event and they want to be inclusive of trans, gender diverse, what would you say to them?
Oh, that's a big question. I guess number one is ditch the gendering of everything in your spaces. If you can work with venues that have accessible bathrooms, both from a physical accessibility standpoint and a remove gendered signage as much as you can. And I feel it's on the venue to do this, not the event organizers. They need to take the lead and make these steps. So seek out venues that are doing that and support their efforts.
Yeah, listen that out. Thank you so much, Ingrid. Thank you for your time today. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 10 minutes already.
I know,
but
right?
One final thought. Let it out. Do you have anything else you want to let out while you're on the air? On 3CR. You can say whatever you want.
You can say whatever you want.
So big shout out and love to all my hottie fag dykes out there. I want to see you.
Yes!
If you see me wandering down the street parade today, I'm wearing lilac. And come say hey.
That's it.
Shout out to the fag dykes.
Shout out to everyone
here and everyone tuning in on 3CR.
Thank you. And this is People by Lia Bianca.
From Bamandai's Lia Bianca. Oh, I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Now did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Nobody will know the paranoia, cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never. And if you don't know me well, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave. Cause you see people don't really know you. They don't really know you. Cause you see people they don't really know you. They don't really know. Look for me. make you no leave me deep. Boy, oh, Holy Father, yeah. Oh, make you try to understand. Yeah, who can no day for you? Cause you see people don't really know.
That was People by Lia Bianca. I actually discovered her on TikTok, and I just want to acknowledge that depression is real. It is real, you know? I've been through that a few years ago. I was in a really dark place, and when I heard this song, and she wrote this song, it's about her depression. So relatable. So I just want to say, check on your friends, check on your family. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we don't know what they're going on. Anyway, that's a bit deep.
Shout out to all the depressed bitches here. We are joined by our final guest for today.
Hello.
Ooh, she's gorgeous.
Yes.
Hello,
she's
Semwa.
Looking stunning. Stepsa, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on.
We're excited to have you here.
Yeah,
the feelings mutual.
Oh, we had to hunt you down.
I was having a social media cleanse.
Yeah. On a little offline moment, but it's fine.
Yeah,
We're here now.
Yes.
So you are a DJ, mm-hmm. along with many other things. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? What's inspiring you right now?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, my entire modus operandi has always been about music. In every single aspect of my life, music is always at the forefront of my mind, even before men as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that's saying something too.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I choose music over dick.
Girl, yes.
For real. So, yeah. Like, I've been, like, what, playing for 5 years now, I think. And in those 5 years, I met some beautiful community, people that, you know, sort of align with, like, my gender identity. Mm-hmm. And other beautiful trans women, like, you know, yourself as well. And it's been beautiful. Like, I think the best part of all this has just been bringing people together and aligning under the sense of just dancing. Because dancing is healing at the end of the
yes,
day,
yes.
You know? That yeah, that's... That's pretty much it. I'm a basic bitch. I like basic things.
I don't She's see that. I don't see basic.
Yeah. We see layers.
Yeah. Oh, thank
I
you.
See a multifaceted yes. individual.
Thank you.
And the first time I met you was at La Fag.
Yes,
oh
yes.
Oh my god, that event. I was like, oh my god. Who is she? I need to know her. What's your IG?
I think I remember that night, actually. Like, it was... Because you were with other trans girls, too, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really have a lot of close... Sadly surprising, but I don't really like any close like friends who are trans girls.
Okay.
But it's so nice seeing other trans girls because it's like, for me, it's like reverting back into high school. I'm like, oh my god, is this what the popular girls felt like? Mm-hmm. Like, is this what they felt like being with girls that like understand them, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was nice seeing you and like the rest of the girls there. I was like, oh, I feel at home.
Yeah. Thank you. But I was so inspired by you. I mean, like, you're gorgeous.
Thank
she's
you.
A DJ. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
She is the popular girl.
Yeah. She's the popular girl. She's everywhere now. She's getting all the bookings.
I'm the one that's bullying people now. Nah. How the tables have turned.
Yes.
Oh yes. But today's theme.
Yeah.
Let it out.
Anything you want today.
Oh god. Oh, there's so much.
We got time.
You know, like I always say, like, you know, being trans is a blessing, but there's also a lot of sadness that comes with being trans as well. You know, there's a lot of understanding your body, feeling comfortable in who you are as well, and then, you know, wanting the world to perceive you, how you feel. And in this like beautiful pride season, like, you know, that's going around, it's so nice to see familiar faces around. But I think one thing that I've always really struggled with, I would like to see more trans representation in these sort of spaces. Because, you know, yeah. when you think back to history, you know, with Sylvia and, you know, Marsha P. Johnson, mm-hmm. you know, they were the first few women, they were the first two trans women to yes. actually initiate, you know, pride in general. And they got pushed to the back of the pride flow, and, like, they were like, no, we're not standing for this shit, you know. And unfortunately, sometimes history repeats itself, not, you know, in a very in-your-face kind of way, but sort of like a little bit of a microaggression kind of way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was recently at an event, won't say where, but there was a performer who asked all the trans women in the audience to put their hands up, and then she asked for everyone to turn around and look at the trans women and say, these are the ones who allow us to be here today, so you should be grateful for them. And that was crazy to me. And what was even crazier was there was only 1% of us in the crowd. Do you know what I'm saying? So so that it's like a double-edged sword for me. Like, I love coming and seeing people be happy as well, but, you know, where's our stage, bitch? Mm-hmm. You know?
Where's our stage?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been invisible for a very long time.
I agree.
Now, girl, all of the trans are coming out and, you know, taking up the space.
It's beautiful to see. Like, it's really beautiful. Yeah.
We used to hide a lot, and now... Bitch, I'm taking up my space. Like,
yeah. As you should. Be loud and be proud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we love to see it.
Yes.
It's beautiful, honestly. Yes. Now, you are a well-traveled girl. Girl?
Yes.
You are a well-traveled girl. I was like, let's not assume the pronouns.
No, she, her, through and through.
Well, girl is a slang now.
Yeah, that's true.
Community.
Well, like, me and my mom call each other bro. We've been saying bro since I was little. So I'm like, bro is like gender neutral. Where I'm from, like, I call my cousins, but my cousins call me bro. Like, it's gender neutral for us. Like,
same, I use dude, and especially when I'm drunk, everybody's dude. Like, dude, come on. Like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you. What was your question?
No, I'm from, it's the C word. So I think that's yeah. like cunt.
What is the C word? Can you explain what a
character?
Yes. Well, I've already broken one rule. So how does this festival Midsummer stack up compared to others you've been to around the world?
You know what? Like it's a good local. It's you know, it's good. It's good to see local things, right? Yes. Like, you know, I remember I went to Berlin recently. I went to London. And I saw, like, you know, the Pride Parade. There's just, like, millions of people. But, like, the good thing about Melbourne or NAM is that there's a small... Pause for a photo. it's a small knit community, you know? So it's good to see people that you recognize and see faces in the crowd. Like, oh, you know, cute. Whereas, like, overseas, like, it's just, like, there's so much people you get lost in the crowd, which is great on one end side. But, like, you know, community... You know,
so I saw that you just came back from Germany, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, did you have a gig there?
Yeah. No, I just went to. I didn't want to work.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a lazy bitch. I don't want to work when I go there. I just want to party and get high. You know.
Girl, Germany is the best place to be.
Yeah.
So, last question, because I'm very intrigued with your name, Savara Zari. So, can you tell me a little bit about this?
I love telling.
Exotic.
How long do we have?
1 minute.
Okay, I'll make this very quick. I have this beautiful story about my name. So I changed my name from Stevan to Savara like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I got this tattoo of a sun on my shoulder.
Yes.
And then I got into an Uber one day. And by the way, that name just came to me. I didn't like really think about it. It just came to me one day. So I got into an Uber one day and some guy told me in the Uber that in Punjab, my name means sunrise.
Ah.
Or sun.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Sunrise. And that was crazy to me because I just remember looking over my shoulder and being like, oh my god, like this all makes sense.
Yeah.
So there's one thing I want to say about everybody is trust your instinct.
Yes.
If something tells you to do something, do it.
I love your name, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful
name. It's unique. It's like,
a beautiful name for a beautiful girl. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. The one of many pleasures of being trans. You get to choose your name.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being on our show, Clearing the Air. Happy Pride.
Yeah, happy Pride, baby.
Yay!
Gorgeous.
All right, let's party later.
We will.
Yes.
Period.
Now, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening to 3CR Victoria's Pride Street Party broadcast. We'd like to thank all of our incredible guests, Alison Thorne, Aslan, Dana Hina and her mom, Frankie Mazzone, Heather Riley, Ingrid McLary, Queen Kong, Kiki Temple, Digimon Franco, Paul Kidd, Stevza, Tong and Cheek, and Zara Jones. This broadcast could not have happened without your voices, stories, and knowledge.
Yes. Thank you to all our presenters, Sally Golner, James McKenzie, Maki Keaton, Sonia, Hammer, and of course us.
Yeah.
Where? Make it louder. Yes. Jacob Gamble and Sasha Sidek for anchoring this broadcast and giving a platform to underrepresented voices and issues. You can check out our program show's times by heading to 3cr.org.au/schedule.
Gorge. And we'd also like to thank all of our gorgeous tech, sound, and support team.
Our unsung heroes. Hello.
The unsung in the back. Lara Sulio, Michele Vescio, Elysium Stasi, Ayan Shirwa, Rhea Williams, Ian Howard. Another round of applause for them. Thank you. For making the tech happen and come to you on the street and on the airwaves.
And thank you to Midsummer Festival for funding this project and the Vic Pride Party team. Beck Kuhn, Siobhan Briggs, with an extra thank you to Martin Broadley for his work in helping us shape the event.
And also a big thank you to 3CR staff.
Yes, 3CR!
For all of their support. That's right, give it up. Yeah. Juliet Fox, Rachel Kirby, Loretta O'Brien, Inez Tulloch, Gab Reed, Michaela Stubbs, and Leanne McLean, and in particular Juliet for her incredible ongoing guidance of the project. And thank you to all our volunteers at the merch table. Hello, merch table. Slay. And lastly, thank you so much to our audience for joining us, either from the broadcast or from the station. Follow us on Instagram, 3CR Melbourne, and also on Twitter at 3CR. A podcast of this broadcast will be uploaded soon, so head to 3cr.org.au/3CR Pride Party 2023 to listen back. Now we're going to cross back.
Yes.
Do you have any final words, Sasha, before we say goodbye?
Well, I just say, go there, be you, be happy, have fun, and get drunk.
Yes. And I resonate with all that. Stevza, any final words?
No, actually, nothing came to me, sorry.
Good. And that's all. Okay. We're going to cross now to 2 hours of new, modern, and reinterpreted sounds of Arabic music with Salaam Radio Show.
And before that, we were playing Beyoncé, the Grammy Awards, and Honey Dijon, Sister.
Yes.
Break My Soul.
Thanks for joining us.